Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Boy, and you know how much time, effort, and money these companies are spending to try to keep people from stealing their stuff and stealing our information and all of that stuff. I mean, we'd all be wealthier if they didn't have to invest all of that into these protective measures so that, you know, we don't have our stuff stolen. Don't take other people's stuff.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's your host, Vince Vetrano.
7:12 on this Friday morning, former President Donald Trump due to be sentenced on those 34 felony convictions just days before he accepts the GOP nomination for president at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee this summer.
As this is coming in from our team in the courtroom in Manhattan, guilty on 26, guilty on 27.
ABC News reporting the verdicts live Thursday afternoon. Remember, no cameras in New York City courtrooms, which has been an oddity through this. You keep expecting to see or hear or understand, hear from the witness. You know, like, we didn't get to see or hear any of that, so we've had to rely on sketch artists, some better than others, and reporters to kind of just let us know what's happening.
Yeah, we didn't get the definitive, we find the defendant, yes. Former president, nope, you're not going to get that.
So that's sentencing due to come July 11th, former president facing the open question of prison time, and there's disagreement among folks in the legal community over whether or not that's even in play. Local defense attorney Julius Kim thinks it is in play. It is possible, and the decision in the hands of Judge Merchan in New York.
His background, his character can be considered in sentencing him. So whether that hurts him ultimately or helps him ultimately is, you know, something that Judge Merchan is going to have to decide. But I can tell you, I'm starting to cringe thinking about all the times that, you know, Trump has been lambasting Judge Merchan outside the courtroom right now, knowing that Judge Merchan now can sentence him.
Yeah, Kim talking with Wisconsin's Afternoon News, who also spoke with former state Supreme Court Justice here in Wisconsin, Jeanine Geske. She sees prison time as far less likely.
It's worse than a white-collar crime, but it's a white-collar crime where you don't have a specific victim. He obviously has no prior record. I think that there may be conditions, and they may put him on supervision for a period of time, but I really don't think that the government's going to ask to incarcerate him. I mean, that would cause such problems, not to mention what it would do to the country to have him booked and put into a cell somewhere.
And former President Trump himself defiant, as he has been through the trial, planning to speak later this morning. Here he is upon leaving the courtroom.
We have a country that's in big trouble, but this was a rigged decision right from day one with a conflicted judge who should have never been allowed to try this case, never. And we will fight for our Constitution. This is long from over. Thank you very much.
Not answering any questions that were shouted as he left the courthouse. The former president's remarks scheduled for later this morning, 10 a.m. our time outside Trump Tower in New York. What about an appeal, which the Trump legal team is promising? We will explore that question coming up just after 8 o'clock this morning on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Worst team in baseball coming to American Family Field tonight. Chicago week continues here with the White Sox this time coming in for a weekend series following this emotionally draining series with the Cubs, and the crew taking 3 of 4.
Right now it's Sanchez against Tyson Miller. The payoff. Fly ball, center field. Back. Track. Gone! Gary Sanchez in the bottom of the eighth. The Brewers a lead.
Wait for it. Say it. Say it.
The Kraken rises.
Yeah! Money shot. Let's go.
Jeff Levering on the call right here on WTMJ. El Kraken, Gary Sanchez.
I'm going to release the Kraken.
Release it.
Release the Kraken, all right. Sanchez with that two-run blast in the bottom of the eighth. The difference. Brewers 6-4 winners. Cubs drop now all the way to third place in the division, and the Brewers are 5 games clear of the second place Cardinals. I know it's May.
But we are aware.
It looks nice. Brewers and White Sox tonight, 7:10 first pitch from American Family Field. Green Bay Packers break for the weekend. We get back to OTAs, organized team activities again next week. With the Packers cornerback Jair Alexander asked about playing with the new safety in the defensive backfield, Xavier McKinney. Remember, he was a free agent pickup by the Pack this offseason.
Well, having X, man, I mean, we already are on the same page with things. He communicates.
Yeah, they call him X. That's his nickname. How often did we hear this from the defense last season, right? We got to get on the same page. Guys weren't on the same page. Same page. Well, if we're already making progress there and McKinney's a part of that, that's great. Plus,
he has a little bit of fashion sense. Just a little bit, you know. I say the second best dresser in the DB room now.
Yeah, okay, all right. I like that from Jair. Don't care as much about all that. One more week of OTAs next week. Then mandatory mini camp coming up later this June. Wonky Admirals have a chance to even the series tonight. They're down 0-1 in the Western Conference Finals to Coachella Valley. One more on the road tonight, then it's three straight games at home at UWM Panther Arena. That begins next week. Firebirds play in Palm Desert, California. You're a big fan of the ads. 9 p.m. puck drop. How do you like that?
Well, I got in-laws in town for the weekend, so probably not going to catch the game. They're going to want to be in bed for my fiance's bridal shower tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay.
So we might not catch the Admirals game tonight if it's a 9 p.m.
That's
puck
right.
Drop.
They need you at home. 7:18 on Wisconsin's Morning News. 7:23 on Wisconsin's Morning News this Friday morning. Adam Roberts is in for Eric today. Eric's son competing at the state finals, right? The state championship for track and field.
Correct, out at UWL Roger Herring Stadium in La Crosse.
Best of luck to him and all the athletes competing today. Was that live what you were watching yesterday? You checking in on this feed at the Milwaukee Common Council, and there was some laughing, there was some, ooh, it was like listening to the play-by-play from you.
It was like I was watching a prize fight. We got to get right to it here.
Bureaucracy, legislation, red tape.
I'm so bored.
Doesn't anything fun happen here?
Because when you work for the local government, doing the bare minimum is doing your part.
It's time to take another visit to City Hall.
Dateline, May 30th, location, the Public Works Committee of Milwaukee City Hall. So the latest project that the committee has been working on is trying to advance a protected bike lane and road improvement project on Lake Drive. This is on the east side of Milwaukee. If you drive up the lakefront from Lincoln Memorial, turn right, go on with a lot of nice homes, goes down by UWM. So they're trying to advance this project. It's been in the works for years. Going back to 2020, they want to repave the road. It's pretty bad. I think you would agree.
The road is bad.
It's
right.
Terrible. There's a clear line when you go into Shorewood, Milwaukee, potholes everywhere on the damn roads, and the city agrees. But things get tied up whenever protected bike lanes get thrown into the mix. It's been controversial. The mayor, of course, wants to push protected bike lanes within the city, and so does Alderman Bob Bauman. He's the head of the Public Works Committee. Last time we heard from Bauman in City Hall, he was being referred to as
Board Up Bob.
That was
Board Up Bob.
One Eric Sobush. And the Historical Preservation Committee, there's a little bit of a tie-in here as well. So, what's the big holdup? Well, protected bike lanes, a lot of people are worried that it could impede with parking. You know, there's two sides of parking on the street right now. Okay. With this project, the left side or west end would get removed so that you can put these bike lanes in. Now, it was interesting. There were a lot of people there. The place was full. Bike Twitter showed up. Neighbors showed up. It's rare you see these city hall meetings be standing room only, especially one that's 9 a.m. on a Wednesday.
Did you say bike Twitter?
Yeah, I said
what
bike Twitter.
That?
Oh, it's a delegation. It's out there. Okay. Just Google Milwaukee bike Twitter. You'll find them. So the thing is, Bauman said, we're not going to be talking about these lanes today. We're focused on the sidewalks.
We're going to limit the testimony to sidewalks and not to the design of the road, because that ship has sailed years ago. All right, just so everybody's clear. That ship has sailed. That ship has sailed years ago.
So naturally,
I came here to complain about this.
And naturally, that did happen. There was plenty of complaining, including from one Jennifer Abley, which, if that name sounds familiar, the wife of former Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley.
Considering that there were zero comments received on that letter, we're considering that maybe possibly that letter wasn't actually mailed to us. I actually haven't been able to find anybody who received it, but maybe some of the individuals here will testify that they did receive it.
So she's referring to a letter that the city was supposed to have sent to neighbors who live on that stretch of Lake Drive. Like, hey, this is coming up. This is what the changes are going to be. And Abley alleging that those letters were not received. And so other people said, no, I got the letters. They were sent. This has been working in the works since 2020. So I got those letters. Now, at one point, there was one woman, and I didn't catch her name, but she brought out this from Alderman Lamont Westmoreland. I'll play this first.
We've heard from, I think, four people that are in opposition of this project.
not one person that's for this project, and we've heard from two of them already, laughed at any of you, blurted out when you were all speaking in interruption. So please give them that same respect. Otherwise, like the chairman said, we will clear the room.
Now they threatened to send everyone out.
we're going to end this, and you're all out of here.
So she did not yield, though, and she had things to say, particularly about another bike lane project that has gotten a lot of flack in the city, North Avenue, where those concrete planters are. They get busted up all the time, and it leaves a mess.
This is not the place for it because that's been cooked.
How about the design plans that we've seen?
Okay, we're not going to have an argument here.
Yeah, so, no, but I'm asking, why is it taking 2024?
Ma'am, you're out of order.
Just
direct your comments to me as the chair, not to Alderman Brostoff. Alderman Brostoff is talking. He's not going to be interrupted.
I'll wrap up real quick. I'll be done quickly. I just say, like, just real quick.
Stand back here.
Okay.
Ah, the sigh of Alderman Jonathan Brostoff. That's a sigh many alder people have made over the years. All right. So plenty more.
So we have these bike lanes or no?
Yeah. So the design is set. Okay. And now it's important also to note, and I'll wrap up with this. It's not approved yet. It has to still go before the Common Council for a full vote on implementation. But 4-1, they moved to push it. Only Alderwoman Malele Coggs in opposition.
Okay, good. More process ahead.
Yes. Wait, and we shall see.
We got McKelvey today, Brewers beat writer for MLB.com. Adam McKelvey, our guest on Brewers 360 at 7:45.
A dark web group calling themselves Shiny Hunters is claiming responsibility for a hack that's alleged to have impacted hundreds of millions of customer details from concert booking agent Ticketmaster.
The group is demanding a massive payment, more than $500,000 US, in return for 1.3 terabytes of data. The group claimed to have stolen names, addresses, contact details, credit card information, and ticket orders. In Australia, Ticketmaster is working with authorities after it received a warning that personal data of millions of customers would be leaked if the company does not pay up. Previously, the FBI tried to shut down the forum, but was unsuccessful. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Canberra, Australia.
So here we go again. Another group holding an institution ransom. It's still going on with Ascension. This will continue to be an issue.
Boy, and you know how much time, effort, and money these companies are spending to try to keep people from stealing their stuff and stealing our information and all of that stuff. I mean, we'd all be wealthier if they didn't have to invest all of that into these protective measures. So that, you know, we don't have our stuff stolen. Don't take other people's stuff.
I will say this. Any up-and-comers who are considering, oh, should I get into IT and cybersecurity? You're needed. You yes. will have jobs.
This news report brought to you by Steinhoffels. Visit them at steinhoffels.com. It's 7:41 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Adam's in for Eric today. Eric on his way to lacrosse for the state track and field championships, as many families are across our great state. Because, first of all, you know, you got state and everybody's going to go. But think of how many athletes that is. I mean, track and field, that's a big sport. A lot of different disciplines in there.
Yeah, this isn't like a golf team going to University Ridge where there's four or five
kids, right?
You got dozens that are out there. And I said before, they pack this place. When I was working at the ESPN affiliated out there, they would send me every year field level, like, all right, just as they're coming across the track, if you can get a word with them, that's great. We'll take whatever you can get. And it's not great, I will say, to interview an athlete after they've just run the 3200, and it's just...
yeah, it's a great race. That's true. We interview a shot putter or something instead. So that is
nice
going
throw.
On this weekend in lacrosse. Just wanted to put this on your radar as well, because it's going to sneak up on a lot of people. Festa Italiana is tonight. For the longest time since ever, it was that... one of those middle weekends in July, like think late teens, early 20s. I think typically the third weekend in July, and it was always at the Summerfest grounds, was Festa struggled financially for a while. And they had some smaller events that occurred on the ICC property there, which is near the Summerfest grounds, but not the same thing. Mm-hmm. And they were very happy to get back to Meyer Festival Park. So it opens tonight at 5:00, perhaps complicating the visit a little bit if you do plan to go out then. The First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden, is expected to be there. I did not know she was of Italian descent, but she is planning to visit and give remarks at the opening ceremony. That starts at 6:00 tonight. So again, Festa Italiana kicks off the ethnic festival season at Meyer Festival Park tonight. 7:43, we got Brewers 360 coming up next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Waukee Admirals down 0-1 in their series with Coachella Valley. This is to make it to the Calder Cup Finals. So this is the Western Conference Championship. They go again tonight, 9 p.m. puck drop, because they play out in California. And there's a watch party at Major Goolsby's if you want to get with other Admirals fans, but a late one tonight. And the Brewers 6-4 winners over the Chicago Cubs Thursday afternoon at American Family Field. The White Sox come to town tonight. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. And we have online with us MLB.com Brewers beat writer Adam McKelvey. Hey, Adam.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Hey, let me start you off with this, and I'm still really enjoying what happened this week with the Cubs and Council's return, taking 3 of 4, yada, yada, yada. Anybody talking about this possibly being sort of a trap series, coming off the emotion of this series, and you've got Chicago with 15 wins on the season and the White Sox coming to town?
Well, any series can be that, and especially, you know, the White Sox have a couple of pretty good starting pitchers, and that always influences a series. I mean, I think of that Miami. The Brewers' trip to Miami on that last road trip, that was a difficult series, and part of that was that the Marlins starters made it difficult. And, you know, part of that one, though, was the energy in the ballpark isn't there, so you have to create your own energy after being out at the beach all day. We talked about that, Vince. And
yes.
Yeah, you know, this one's going to be different. A weekend at home, there will be good, lively crowds. There'll be probably some Chicago people again. So I don't think the energy is going to be a problem in this series, and the Brewers have to take care of business. But the thing about baseball is you just can't predict series to series. You can always get trapped. I remember the A's last year at American Family Field.
Yeah, A's had like nothing to play for. We're moving the team. All this is all bad news, and we did not play well.
Yeah, if you have a bad weekend, you can get beat by anybody in Major League Baseball. So, you are always susceptible to a trap.
So, Adam, we heard from Level on the call with Gary Sanchez, his big home run in the eighth, El Kraken, as he is known in some parts. Does El Kraken, you think, have the potential to become an absolute fan favorite? Because he's delivered multiple times already this year in clutch spots.
Well, he's like the Manny Pena role, isn't he? And Manny Pena was a little bit of a fan favorite because he'd come up and, Pena was really good at hitting lefties. So when he got opportunities to play, he'd often deliver. And Gary Sanchez has done that a lot. And remember at the beginning of the season, the Brewers saw a lefty on opening day and then didn't see another one for like almost a month. So Gary Sanchez barely got to play. When he did play, it wasn't necessarily the matchups that they wanted to put him in. And now they've seen some lefties. I think he's kind of gotten his feet under him a little bit after missing a bunch of spring training. Now he's got a kind of a bank of at bats. And yesterday he shows he can play against right-handers as well and have big moments against right-handers. So the Brewers did a great job yesterday with two outs. They did a great job with two strikes. Most of their damage, including that grand slam, which was a full count, came in those situations. And a really big win yesterday. That was kind of, you know, Pat Murphy uses that word relentless over and over.
Yeah.
And that was one of those days yesterday where, you know, they gave up the lead a couple of times, but they kept coming. It's the sort of thing offensively I think that they struggled with last year. They're more capable as an offense of having that relentless nature this year.
I love this team so much, Adam. How good are the Brewers? I mean, when you look at their record, and I admit to you shouldn't be looking at the standings in May, but I do. But when you look at it, the Brewers have one of the worst records of a division leading team across the league. So, I mean, how good are we?
Well, they're 10 over 500, and that's pretty good.
That's all right.
At the end of May. But look, they have a much improved offense. They have a lot of youth. They have a lot of speed, a lot of ways to beat you. They have a very good bullpen, and they have a starting rotation. You know,
yes.
I don't know what's going to happen with that starting rotation. They need some reinforcements. They've got good news, better news coming for a guy like DL Hall. Is he going to start? They've got really good progress for Jacob Junis. He's maybe going to be in the bullpen. I don't know who's going to make all these starts as they move forward. A guy like Robert Gasser coming up and contributing has been really, really important. I think that's what's going to answer how good are they. How much can they squeeze out of what they have as starting, you know, what kind of starting pitching are they going to have in July, August, September? That's going to answer the question.
7:10 is the first pitch against the White Sox tonight at American Family Field. Thanks, Adam.
All right. See you guys.
Tauscher coming up next.
Ready.
Idea Man.
NBA athletes to me, especially the wings, Giannis and LeBron, those cats are the best athletes in the world, in my opinion.
Innovative.
Can they go out and play 17 weeks when they have Fred Warner, Quay coming at him and drilling him? No, they don't want that life.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
But do they want to go through this life that NFL players have chosen? I don't think so.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I bet you got a thought on this, Tausch. I was reading the other day that some pick-and-save locations are going to try a pilot program where they get rid of the self-checkout. Go back old school. Everybody has a checker, at least. Maybe a checker and a bagger. You like the self-checkout or no?
Well, so I am not a big fan of the self-checkout, especially if you're doing, like, fruit or one of these things where they got to, like, weigh it and then try to price it
right.
out.
Yeah.
I've always kind of been confused on, you know, what happens if you forget to scan something? Like, how do you know that? So I think from a business standpoint, as long as you have enough checkers, enough baggers, because we're less and less patient as a society. We're not, I don't know about you, if you go through a drive-through and you see two or three cars, you're not going to go.
Nope.
You see a grocery line and it's five deep. And you could be saying, man, it's great. I'd love the old days when you could have a checker and a bagger and then, oh, they'll take your groceries out to your car. That was awesome, but that's not. Now we're all about convenience and fastness. But I love the model of having someone checking you. You have a little conversation. You talk to the bagger and then you head out to your car. You know, you paid for everything. You know, everything is on the up and up. You get the coupons, whatnot. And I think the self-checkout thing, while it's convenient, and I think if it's easy for, you know, you only have two or three things that you don't have to weigh, I think it's all right. But I would love to see things go back more to the old way of thinking. And maybe if Pick and Save does this and it works, all of a sudden everybody will do it, which would be great.
You know, I don't mind. I'm with you. I don't mind the self-checkout for a few items. I don't like when I've got a full cart full of stuff because everything's kind of cramped in there. But also, here's the difference for me. I'm a terrible bagger. Like when you get a solid,
what do you mean you're a terrible bagger?
When you get
what
a solid, when you get a solid bagger in the checkout lane,
yeah.
Your stuff is well organized. They've squeezed it into just a few bags. It's all set to go. Paper, please. Absolutely. And I'm in there. I got like two things in here, this and there. The fruit's in with the meat. It's not supposed to be.
Why are the eggs on the bottom?
Right. Vince? Terrible bagger.
Yeah. Well, the question I have is, I think again, not to be all like old school, but I think in the old days, you had people that had done it for a while. Now, I think you're hiring high school kids. You really think if you're going, that you're going to have some like physicist or geometry dude or gal figuring out, all right, put the cans here. I'm going to get this. People fire stuff in the bags now. You end up with 42 bags. It's not like the old where you had the paper bag and you had the cans on the bottom and then you put this there. And it was a full bag, and you always worried that the bag was too heavy and it was going to split in a double bag. So I get what you're saying. I don't know. I'm pretty sure, Vinny, that you're probably not worse as a bagger than most of the people that are bagging stuff now.
I mean, I can vouch too. I'm to reassure you, I am also a terrible bagger. And I've also noticed maybe am I crazy, Tosh?
Man.
Does it seem like and maybe this is a complete tangent, does it seem like the plastic bags are way thinner than they used to be? Double bag it, triple bag it, doesn't matter. You overload those things too much and you've got a whole mess and suddenly the line is even longer than it already is. And this is totally not coming from personal experience at all.
Yeah, it sounds like it's not coming from personal experience.
Totally not.
I think it now is, well, I have to have my fruit here. I am of the belief and I just want, put all my stuff in. Now, I don't want my eggs broken. I don't want my milk jug to crack. But I don't really care. If the fruit is packaged and you want to throw it in with some poultry, I'm okay as long as the poultry is not leaking. I just want to limit the amount of bags I have to carry. I don't want to have to take the cart out to the parking lot. I want to be able to grab three bags. The reason I like plastic, you can put it around your hand.
kind of do like a almost a bracelet of bags, and you can carry it out, and you're done. Give me simplicity, give me ease, and make sure that everything is paid for, and I'm pretty happy when I go to the grocery store.
Have a great weekend, Tausch.
Terrible bagging crew.
Terrible bagging crew. You don't want us.
All right, fellas.
This one just came in. If you self-check out, there should be a discount for doing their work. All right, well, then you're going to have a line at the checkout.
All, like, five times longer than it already is.
7:57, Wisconsin's Morning News.